Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
We're going to be traveling, Tom.
We're going to
the Maldives, which is a really beautiful place with islands and beautiful ocean water where you can lie on the sand, you know, get a suntan.
You're talking like someone who has been there.
No.
I just
know about it, yeah.
You've heard this from other people.
Pretty famous.
Or you've read about it.
Heard about it, yeah.
Yes. Well, it is kind of a place that's far away, and it's right in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, you've got to fly a long way to get there. I haven't been there myself, but, of course, there are lots of places I haven't been to. And so I'm probably not ever going to go to this place. So this is the best thing I can have here. Just imagining going to the Maldives, which is an island paradise. And that sounds good right now because here we are in January, of course. It's
getting
cold.
I love.
Yeah, you like it.
I like the cold weather.
I don't mind the cold weather, but I like to have a nice warm place to go to, which is kind of hard to come by sometimes. But in any case, if you're looking for a vacation, maybe during the upcoming Chinese New Year holiday, you might consider going to the Maldives because it is an island paradise. And we'll talk about what this is all about right now. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson. Then we'll come right back. Dazzling white sand beaches dot the azure waters of the Indian Ocean. The smallest Asian country, the Republic of Maldives, is made up of 1,192 tiny islands. Surrounded by coral reefs, the Garland of Islands is home to a lively marine ecosystem. With the island's striking views, swaying green palm trees, turquoise lagoons, and soft pearly white beaches, it's little wonder that tourism is the country's prevailing industry. The stunning scenery of the Maldives is at risk, however. At an average of 1.5 meters above sea level, the Maldives is the lowest-lying country in the world. Rising sea levels related to climate change are threatening the island nation, and several reports have indicated that many of the islands could be submerged by 2100. Furthermore, warmer water temperatures caused by El Niño in 1998 killed two-thirds of the country's vibrant coral reefs. Fortunately, efforts to stimulate the growth of new reefs were swift, as the colorful underwater ecosystems not only bring in tourists, but also protect the islands from storms, floods, and tsunamis. What Maldivians lack in land area, they make up for with their diverse culture and ancient history. The Maldives' strategic location between Africa, Asia, and Australia has influenced its people, language, and traditions. The Maldives was originally inhabited by settlers from India and Sri Lanka. Around 200 BC, Buddhism was brought to the islands by Indian Emperor Ashoka. It was practiced there until Islam was introduced in the 12th century by Moroccan traveler Ibn Battuta. Despite once being colonized by both the Dutch and the British, the Maldives has continued to practice Islam into the 21st century.
Okay, guys, we're talking about a wonderful place to go and take a vacation. If you're thinking of it right now, I know a lot of Taiwanese folks don't like cold weather. Unlike me, I love it. So this might be a place to think about. The Maldives, an island paradise. A paradise is something that we talk about when it's pretty much perfect, almost like heaven. It can't get any better. You can describe maybe a relationship as paradise. Maybe you have a great boyfriend or girlfriend. You never argue. They're really pretty or handsome. Everything's perfect. Or maybe you have a great job and going to work is like going to paradise. Or maybe you have been on a vacation where you felt like it was paradise. I think Switzerland is pretty much a paradise.
Yes, a place that is perfect. It's a world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun day or night. And this word is often confused with heaven. Heaven is actually in religions, though, and that's the place you go when you die, if you're good. Okay, you get to go to heaven. But paradise, yes, heaven could be a paradise, but the Maldives is a paradise. Any place that is just wonderful, fantastic, and it makes you feel like a million. million bucks. Well, let's describe them all, Deeves, here. It says, dazzling white sand beaches dot the azure waters of the Indian Ocean. So we've got sand beaches here, or rather white sand beaches, which are kind of special. I'm not really too well-versed in geology.
Oh, white sand is much better. It's finer. It's not so much like rocks.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it is. I've heard this before, but I don't really know exactly how white sand forms, what sort of organic chemistry it's made of. But in any case, yes, white sand is the kind of sand you want to have because it's so wonderful. And these sand beaches or white sand beaches are dazzling. Dazzling just describes something that is really, really bright, and it can actually blind you, actually, if you look at it too long. But also, this is a good thing because something's dazzling when it is really impressive or beautiful.
That's right. So it's pretty beautiful there. It's the smallest Asian country. It is an Asian country, which I didn't know about. It's called the Republic of Maldives. But when we talk about it, Tom, we usually refer to it as the Maldives or the Maldives. I'm going to the Maldives. No one ever says I'm going to Maldives. We always say the Maldives. Because this country is actually made up of a lot of tiny or very small islands. In fact, over 1,192. Wow, I didn't know it had that many islands. I thought it was just a couple. So it is an Asian country. So it has lots and lots of islands. It's surrounded by coral reefs. A coral reef is just the skeletons of dead little sea animals, and it can turn into really pretty looking kind of like rocks or shells. It can be orange sometimes and yellow. It's pretty beautiful. Have you ever gone scuba diving around coral reefs,
Tom? No, not really. I've done some snorkeling before, don't know if I was at a coral reef or not. But in any case, this is a paradise for scuba divers because they like to dive around coral reefs, and you can see all the different colors and all sorts of fish and
so
stuff
pretty.
Like that. And so, yes, indeed, the Maldives are surrounded by coral reefs. And also, we're describing the Maldives as the garland of islands, and it's home to a lively marine ecosystem. A garland is like a ring of flowers and leaves, sort of like a wreath or something. Sometimes people wear it on their head. And so this is like a ring of islands that have lots of flowers and trees and stuff like that. And, of course, if we're talking about marine here, that means having to do with the sea. Marine ecosystem here is the ecosystem involving the sea and sea life and sea creatures, the sea plants, and how they get along in the ocean, who eats who is at the top of the food chain, and stuff like that.
Well, with the island's striking views, beautiful views, swaying green palm trees, turquoise lagoons, and soft pearly white beaches, it's little wonder that tourism is the country's prevailing industry, or the most important industry. It prevails. It leads. It's interesting. This sentence just gives us all the reasons why tourism is so important in that country. Well, it's got beautiful views. If someone's striking, we'll often use that adjective to describe someone who is just, wow, really good looking, but sometimes not pretty, just striking. Wow, you just notice that person. Swaying means to move back and forth, especially in a wind or a breeze. Palm trees are those trees that grow on islands or in tropical areas. It also grows in the desert because we have palm trees in Arizona. Turquoise is a color of green-blue together. Lagoons are small areas of water surrounded by some land. Pearly white, just describing how white the sand is, almost like your teeth, pearly whites.
Yep, as white as pearls. And so because it has all these things, it's little wonder, you could also say it's no wonder, that tourism is the country's prevailing industry. Okay, they might try to sell minerals or things like that, or mine coal or whatever, if they have coal mines there. But, of course, tourism is what brings in the most money. It's the prevailing industry. Prevailing is from the verb to prevail, which means something something is just more powerful than something else, and it lasts longer. It emerges, and everybody notices that thing. Mm-hmm. So that's basically how they make money through tourism. Okay, let's move on now to the next paragraph here. We're going to talk about some of the problems the Maldives are facing. The stunning scenery of the Maldives is at risk, however. Okay, you might expect that, yes, indeed, because of pollution and various other issues. The scenery there, what you can look at, the palm trees, the pearly white beaches, the swaying green palm trees, all that stuff is at risk, which means it's endangered. It's facing some kind of problem. It might actually be damaged or something, or might even disappear.
Now, at an average of 1.5 meters above sea level, the Maldives is the lowest-lying country in the world. When we talk about where countries lie, we're talking about it in comparison to where the sea is. So if something's at sea level, it's just at the same height as the sea. Now, an average, this is going to sound like a math definition, which it is. When you take the average of some numbers, you put all those numbers together, you add them together, and you divide them by how many numbers that you have, and that gives you the average. So some of the areas of the islands are a little higher than that, some are lower, but the average is 1.5 meters above sea level, which is very low.
Yeah, pretty low. So it's a very low-lying country. It's the lowest-lying country in the world. And rising sea levels related to climate change are threatening the island nation, and several reports have indicated that many of the islands could be submerged by the year 2100. So right now it's the year 2017, so that's, about 75 years or so, give or take a couple of years, and they're running that risk here because of climate change. They have rising sea levels. I've heard this is a problem for various island nations in the South Pacific. They're experiencing more flooding and things like that, et cetera, because of climate change. So, of course, this place is at risk because of these factors. And also, there was some problem caused by El Nino some time ago, but we're going to talk about that after we take a break. So right now, we're going to stop our chat and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要看的呢是马尔蒂夫这个人间天堂。首先呢，在文章的第一段就来介绍它的位置。不过我们要从中间的句子开始看。Surrounded by coral reefs, the garland of islands is home to a lively marine ecosystem. 在这里我们的主词是 the garland of islands。Garland 指的就是花环或者是花冠，用这样子的字来描述马尔蒂夫是非常适当的。它呢是被很多的 coral reefs 由这些珊瑚礁所环绕的岛屿花环。Be home to 我们解释成为是什么的所在地，而后面提到了这个形容词 marine 就是指海洋的海参的意思。举个例子来说 ,seals and whales are marine animals, 指的呢就是海豹跟鲸鱼都是海洋的动物。接着我们继续往后面看咯。With the island's striking views, swaying green palm trees, turquoise lagoons, and soft pearly white beaches, it's little wonder that tourism is the country's prevailing industry.这里呢用了很多的形容词搭配名词来修饰这个岛屿的特色。首先讲到的是 striking views， striking 也就是有非常惊艳的突出的意思，而且呢它的棕榈树是这样子迎风摇曳，所以我们用了一个形容词 swaying。 而这里呢它的这个 lagoons 细湖呢也是呈现着蓝绿色，还有呢珍珠白色的沙滩。 It's little wonder， 下次如果你看到 It's no wonder 或者是 It's small wonder 都可以翻译成为难怪，也难怪呢观光 tourism 会是这个国家的最主要的产业。关于这一句，我们最后一个要介绍的形容词是 prevailing， 在这里呢是解释成为主要的或者是占优势的。 举个例子来说，粉红色是他房间的主色，你就可以说 Pink is the prevailing color in her room。接着我们来看到第二段咯。第二段的第二个句子提到 At an average of 1.5 meters above sea level, the Maldives is the lowest lying country in the world. 其实大家都知道马尔蒂夫呢，因为呢海拔非常的低，在这里提到平均Average 指的是一个平均数，大概只在呢这个海平面的 1.5 公尺。事实上，它是全世界地势最低的国家。我们这里用的是 the lowest lying country。A lying 呢，它的原形动词是 lie, lie， 当作位于哪里的意思。举个例子来说 ，Japan lies to the east of China， 指的呢就是日本位于中国的东方。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.We're back, guys. We're talking about a beautiful place to take a vacation, the Maldives. It's an island paradise. It's pretty beautiful. We talked about how it has beautiful views. It's got a lot of green palm trees. We have palm trees in Taiwan, though, too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have turquoise lagoons there, beautiful water. Turquoise is a beautiful color of blue. It's also a stone or a rock that can be, I don't know, mined and then used in jewelry. I have some turquoise jewelry. And soft, pearly white beaches. The beach sand in the Maldives is really white, which is beautiful, and it's soft. So it's pretty cool. And tourism, of course, is its number one industry.We were also talking before the break how the stunning scenery of the Maldives might be at risk or in danger, because it really is a low-lying country. The average height or, you know, where it's located is 1.5 meters above sea level, so it's pretty low. And there are rising sea levels related to climate change, we're told, that are threatening this island nation. And so maybe in the future it might be covered up by the sea.
Indeed, and we did touch on this word submerged before the break. To submerge just means to go underwater, like, of course, if you're in a submarine and the enemy are coming, then you'd better submerge. You better go underwater so the enemy cannot see you. And so, yes, indeed, these islands might go underwater by the year 2100. Now, furthermore, or in addition, warmer water temperatures caused by El Nino way back in 1998 killed two-thirds of the country's vibrant coral reefs. As you know, coral reefs are very sensitive to temperature, and there is a weather phenomenon in the world called El Nino, which happens every couple of years or so.
Oh, yeah?
And that's, of course, Spanish for the baby, which is referring to Jesus Christ, I believe, because I guess El Nino comes around Christmas time every year, hence the name El Nino. This was back in 1998, almost 20 years ago. And as a result of El Nino, the water temperatures went up, and as a result, lots of those coral reefs died.
Aww.
These are vibrant coral reefs. Vibrant means they're actually full of life and full of color, full of energy, but now they're just a bunch of, they could look like a bunch of bones underwater, all gray and lifeless now.
Oh, it's so sad. Yeah, it killed about two-thirds of the coral reefs there. Now, fortunately, here's the good news, efforts to stimulate the growth of new reefs were swift, as the colorful underwater ecosystems not only bring in tourists, but also protect the island from storms, floods, and tsunamis. Ooh. If you stimulate something, guys, you kind of encourage interest or activity in something. We'll often use this word when we're talking about the economy. If your economy is not going very well, you know, you don't have a lot of jobs that are being created, you want to stimulate it, get it going, get some energy and activity going.
Exactly. So, of course, they had some efforts there to stimulate the growth of new reefs, and that was swift. Swift means fast. They had results rather quickly. As the colorful underwater ecosystems not only bring in tourists, but also protect the islands from storms, floods, and tsunamis. So they did not just let it go. They realized that those coral reefs are important, so they tried to stimulate the growth of new coral reefs quickly there because, hey, if we don't have those coral reefs, those people are not going to come here to learn how to scuba dive and spend money in our hotels and resorts and stuff like that. We will suffer as a result. Mm-hmm. So we've got to get some new reefs there. So they actually were quite successful, I guess, at getting some new reefs to grow there.
These reefs also protect the islands from storms. We all have storms, floods that they get, and tsunamis. Tsunami is those big waves that come in the sea after usually earthquakes that happen. Maybe there's a submarine landslide, some disturbance in the ocean. Typically, it's an earthquake for the most part. Remember that big tsunami that Thailand had that really destroyed a lot of the country?
Or the big one in Japan, of course.
Japan, too, killed people.
Yeah, there was lots of video of that, too.
Horrible.
So they're big waves that are caused by earthquakes, movements of tectonic plates and stuff. And, well, let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, what Maldivians lack in land area, they make up for with their diverse culture and ancient history. So basically we're talking about kind of compensating for something here. The Maldivians lack land area. Okay, it's they got a whole bunch of islands there, but they don't have a large amount of land area.
Big
like,
time.
Say, Russia has, or China, or the United States, or Australia, Brazil. Those are places that have lots of land area. But the Maldives here, the islands, don't have a lot of land area, but they do have other things of interest. They have diverse culture and ancient history.
So if you make up for something, guys, you just sort of replace something that's missing or that you're lacking with something else. I make up for my lack of Chinese with my ability to communicate with my hands. So you make up for something by replacing something that's missing or you just don't have enough of with something else. Can you give an example of something that you make up for?
Well, I make up for my lack of intelligence with my good looks. Because, of course, I can't get anywhere in the world by being stupid. So I need to be handsome and attract people. And, of course, that doesn't really work for men. A handsome man who's not smart just doesn't get anywhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, he might get some modeling.
Oh, no, he gets some girls every once in a while.
Maybe. You never know. But in any case, yes, make up for. Basically means to compensate for a lack in one area. So because they don't have sea area or land area, rather, they make up for this with their diverse culture. If something's diverse, that means you have lots of different things all together. People do say that Taiwan has a very diverse population with the Taiwanese people and mainlanders and Hakka and the Aboriginal groups. I guess that's pretty diverse. But there are places that are even more diverse.
Yeah.
Like try going to New York or San Francisco or maybe even Sydney or Toronto. They have large, diverse populations with all sorts of different people
lots
living
different
there together happily. And they get along and they buy each other's food and they get together and have parties. Oh, it's just so wonderful.
Well, they do have a very diverse culture and ancient history. The Maldives' strategic location between Africa, Asia, and Australia has influenced its people, language, and traditions. So it's located in a really good place that has benefited it by giving it this diversity. It's got lots of different people, different languages, different traditions. The Maldives was originally inhabited by settlers from India and Sri Lanka. I didn't know that. So,
makes sense, though. It's kind of near there.
Yeah, that does make sense. If you inhabit a place, guys, it just means you live there. I think we inhabit Taiwan, don't we?
I guess you could say that. I would say I live here.
We reside. We dwell.
There you go. Inhabit is kind of more like a scientific term to talk about groups of people who live in a place or occupy a certain place. You could also use it to apply to animals and things like that.
We typically use it, though, for history or animals. If it's current day, like modern day, we usually use inhabit to talk about either plants or animals.
And sometimes you see the word uninhabited,
like
an island with no people is an uninhabited island.
Yeah.
But we've got settlers from India and Sri Lanka at the beginning.
Mm.
This is going way back. And then around 200 BC, Buddhism was brought to the islands by Indian Emperor Ashoka. Of course, an emperor is like a king, but he's the king or leader of an empire as opposed to a kingdom. China had all sorts of emperors. Throughout its history. And, okay, so we've got Buddhism there, and it was practiced there, or people followed Buddhism, until Islam came in the 12th century. It was introduced then by Moroccan traveler Ibn Battuta. I hope I said that right.
It's a great name, though, isn't it? Ibn. Despite once being colonized by both the Dutch and the British, the Maldives has continued to practice Islam into the 21st century. If you colonize a country, guys, or a place, it just means another country sends its citizens there to set up, you know, a new home. And they're called settlers, and that's a colony. So even today, we've got a lot of people in the Maldives who practice Islam. So right now, guys, it's just about time to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up, although we have another day to talk about the Maldives.
接着我们来看到呢，在第二段后面的句子提到 Fortunately, efforts to stimulate the growth of new reefs were swift, as the colorful underwater ecosystems not only bring in tourists, but also protect the islands from storms, floods, and tsunamis. 在这里讲到的呢，很幸运的Efforts, 也就是指的是大家所做的努力来怎么样呢 ?To stimulate the growth of new reefs. 大家呢因为之前呢这些珊瑚因为海洋暖化而死掉了许多而现在呢他们做了一些努力来刺激新的珊瑚的成长。我们看到 stimulate 这个字常常谈到刺激经济的发展我们就可以说 to stimulate economic growth 而这里呢这种动作跟这个努力是非常快速的 swift 在这里当作形容词有快速的迅速的意思因为呢这些多彩多姿的海底生态系统 not only but also 在这里呢不仅怎么样也怎么样后面连接了两个动词片语首先讲到的是 bring in tourists 带来了观光客而后面呢 protect A from B 就可以解释成为保护这些东西免于受到后面这些的伤害他们也可以保护岛屿免于受到这些天然的灾害最后一段的第一句 What Maldivians lack in land area, they make up for with their diverse culture and ancient history. 在这里提到呢，马尔蒂夫人在土地面积上所缺乏的，他用什么方式来 make up for? Make up for 指的就是弥补的意思。他们用的是 diverse culture and ancient history， 用他们多样的文化以及古老的历史来补足我们再回头来看到 make up for 在这里呢其实就有弥补的意思最后一句 Despite once being colonized by both the Dutch and the British the Maldives has continued to practice Islam into the 21st century 讲到呢在这里呢曾经有不同的信仰不过呢到目前为止还是仍然持续实行伊斯兰教 Practice 就是有实践实行的意思OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解。谢谢收听。
That's all for today, everybody, but please tune in to our program next time because we're going to continue talking about the Maldives. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.